Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Julio Guerra, someone I've known for a long time, who was an intern at South Shore Arts, where I work. How many years ago was that, Julio?
I want to say 10 years
ago.
Yeah,
I was going to say about 10 years ago. Yeah. You were a good intern, though.
Thank you.
And Julio is a working artist. He works at the Boys and Girls Clubs of Northwest Indiana, and you run the art program there,
yes,
right?
Yes, now, for the agency now.
For the whole agency.
For the whole agency.
That's fantastic.
It's all thanks
You've
to you guys.
You clawed your way up the corporate ladder. Clawed your way. Yes, we gave you a good start. But that's not what we're here to talk about today. Though we can give a plug for the good art programs that
all
you do there.
Fantastic art programs.
Yeah. Well, we can touch on that if we but the priority first is to talk about the Northwest Indiana Comic Con.
Yes, sir.
And when is that coming up, first of all?
That is February 25th.
Okay.
It's a Saturday.
And you've been involved in it from the beginning, right?
Yes. I helped promote it when it first came out in the second year. I've been in Artist Alley mm-hmm. every year, and I'm blessed to do it again this year.
How many artists participate in it?
There's quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to say like it's over like 40 artists.
And so everybody has a little section mm-hmm. and a booth or whatever you call it,
yeah.
and you sell stuff.
Yeah. And now this year we're doing a Artisan Alley as well. So it's not only like comic book artists, it's okay. actual artists who do like handmade crafts and whatnot.
Oh, really?
That's pop culture related. So you'll see like Harry Potter wands, homemade, and uh-huh. Jewelry based off of Star Wars and comic book stuff
oh,
as well.
Neat.
So it's expanding bigger than what.
Yeah,
and
well, you are always big, right? I mean, it takes place at the Halls of St. George.
Yes, sir.
So that's a pretty huge place.
Yeah.
And you fill it, right?
Mm-hmm. Last year was over 3,000 people.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I could do so. Well, I guess the symphony does the holiday pops. So when baby Jesus gets born every year, that's we get 3,000 people, too. But so you get 3,000 people for this Northwest Indiana Comic Con.
All ages, too.
That's fantastic. So how will you even have room for all these artisan people with their wands and whatever's?
A great floor plan by Brian Grubinski,
okay.
who lays it all out.
So do you have an official role as an organizer of the Comic Con?
I do not. I just help out whenever they need me and do some stuff like this when they can't make it.
So this is like a free thing you do, is you volunteer.
Just help support my friends.
Yeah. So. Is the Comic-Con a separate, like, non-profit organization, or is it just a project that you all get together to do?
It was just a project. Mm-hmm. Brian was a fan who wanted to bring something big to Northwest Indiana, but make it family-friendly and affordable.
Mm-hmm.
And he went for it in 2014 at the Villa. Mm-hmm. In Cherryville, and it came off without a hitch, and mm-hmm. just keeps growing.
Yeah.
So
what should one expect if I come and I don't know anything about a Comic Con, what would I encounter there?
You encounter artists such as Dave Dorman from Star Wars and Indiana Jones fame, Mike Norton who does Battle Pug. So you'll get like a first encounter with comic books, cosplay stuff, people who just love certain characters and want to embody them for the day. You'd be surrounded by classic comics and just the love for pop culture.
I love pop culture.
Oh, so see, yeah. You fit right in, John.
I think my idea of pop culture is like 50 years older than your idea of pop culture, probably.
It'll fit in.
Yeah, you know, Mary Tyler Moore. I was really broken up about that.
Yeah, that was devastating.
Isn't that sad? Anyway, cosplay. So the people dress in costumes.
Yes.
What kind of costumes?
You get anime characters, Star Wars characters, comic book, video games, Harry Potter. Lord of the Rings stuff, everything that you can imagine. And it will just be some random character. You have main characters mm-hmm. like Darth Maul and Vader. Mm-hmm. And then you get some minor characters who are on screen for like 5 seconds.
Mm.
But they're like, oh, yeah, I love that guy. And
yeah.
So they do it. And
so nerdy. Kind of contemporary version. Neo-nerdy.
Yeah. But it's fun. It's all ages. We have everyone from 0 to 80
uh-huh.
dressing up for this thing.
Wow.
So.
You definitely touch a nerve in the
oh, yeah.
psyche of the public. That's fantastic. So how much does it cost to get in?
It's $8 for anyone 11 and up, and mm-hmm. $2 for 3 to 11.
Mm-hmm.
And there's discounts for military, firemen, and policemen as well.
Goodness gracious. And you've thought of everything. Do you have food there?
Yes.
Oh, people don't have to leave once
they get there. There's concessions there, affordable concessions. I don't know the menu offhand, but it's usually good stuff.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. I think that it's a huge project, and congratulations on turning it into such a success. I think that's fantastic. So thanks, Julio, for being here to tell us about it, and good luck.
Oh, thank you.
And thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.